Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Horwath is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is back. He's CEO of Strategy Thinking Institute, the author of a number of books, including Deep Dive, Strategy for You, and his new book is called Elevate, and it's all about combining strategy and innovation. He's our good friend, Rich Horwath. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you today.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I think as I've worked with business owners of all sizes, it just seems like there's a need out there to really understand, and get back to the basics. You know, what's our business model? What's our core competence? Yep. What's our capabilities? And really, with all those things, how do we innovate? How do we come up with that those new ideas?
Well, and what you just described, Rich, is the thing that I've been harping on, pounding on, pleading with small business owners now for several years to understand their role as they go to work every day in their business they founded, is their role as the CEO of their company, and how those things, at least the origins of those things, have to be done, must be done, non-negotiable, by the CEO, at least started by the CEO, and that's them. And most small business owners, unfortunately, only think of themselves as the managers of their business, not the CEOs of their business, and this is what I want you to help us with. Talk to us about that. Connect the CEO job with strategy and innovation.
Well, you know, Jim, I think it goes back to one of the things that I found in your book, The Age of the Customer, which I think was really well done. You've got those wonderful laws in there, the Blasingame laws, and one of them was the Prime Marketplace Law, and I love that one because it really kind of centers us on what you're talking about. You know, the Marketplace Law that you talk about is really the fact that, you know, the market's going to be indifferent to a small business or to any business. And yep. And it's not gonna be there for your survival and success. You've got to earn that. And so to your point, I think strategy and innovation from a CEO perspective, it's really about innovation is creating new value, and then strategy is how do you configure your resources, your time, your people, your budget to deliver that new value to people. And to your point, the CEO has to take responsibility for bringing both strategy and innovation together. Too often they're approached separately, but at the end of the day, the common core of both of those things is insight.
Insight. Expand on insight.
Yeah, you know, insight is really that so what, that aha, that we occasionally get, and it really gives us that insight into what's the new value that the marketplace needs, that the customer needs, that they want from us, and then how are we going to deliver that? And that's why, you know, it's funny, when you start a small business, oftentimes you get your business plan, and in the business plan you talk about the business model. And the funny thing is, once a small business owner or CEO is 2 or 3 or 4 years out into the business, we oftentimes forget about the business model, and that's really the foundation of success. And again, I think if the CEOs come back to those three components of the business model, how do we create value, how do we deliver value, how do we capture value, and always look to do those things in new and different ways, then we start to get more into what's going to drive success, not in the rearview mirror, but looking out the windshield into the future.
That's the thing. That's the thing that we've got to get. We got to do, Rich. We have to find a way. See, I think the things that you're talking about that need to be done, all the steps that you just gave us, I think those things will be attractive and compelling to a small business CEO. I think once they start doing it, and they start seeing how much easier it is to lead a company into the future, if we just try to have a little foresight and build some strategy around what we see coming from the in the future. I think once we get to that point, we'll, these will be compelling and attractive things that we'll want to continue to do. The problem we got right now, Rich, is getting small business owners out of the trenches, getting them to say, okay, today I'm not going to manage at all. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to lock myself in my office. I'm going to stay at home in the basement, or I'm going to go to a conference or a trade group meeting or something. I'm going to go somewhere else where other CEOs are, and I'm just going to be the CEO today. And I'm going to schedule this on a regular basis. Once a month, I'm going to take a day and just go be the CEO, not manage anything. What do you think?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, Jim. For this new book, I did a survey with 500 executives from different global companies, and the number one challenge when it comes to running a business that they cited was time. They all felt, yeah, we don't have the time to be strategic, to exactly what you just said.
It's the only thing, Rich, we can't synthesize.
Exactly. And the reality is, if you look at the great leaders, so let's look at people like Jeff Bezos at Amazon.com, Steve Jobs when he was alive and running Apple, Bill Gates when he was running Microsoft. One of the common themes that you see from all these great leaders of multi-billion-dollar companies is that they all carve out time one day a quarter, no phone, no email,
right,
and they looked in at the business and they did thinking. So,
these were guys, Rich, who had a dozen presidents managing six dozen executive vice presidents, managing hundreds of vice presidents to do every little intricate thing. And they had almost nothing left to do but be the CEO, and small business owners don't have any of those.
Right. Well, that's true. And again, we can make a lot of excuses and rationalize why we don't take time to be strategic. But at the end of the day, the number one cause of bankruptcy is bad strategy. So if we're not
Say that again, Rich. I want folks, this is going to be in the test. Say it one more time, Rich.
The number one cause of bankruptcy over the last 25 years in research with 750 companies is bad strategy. Not the execution, but the development of strategy.
Not that your product wasn't good, not that your pricing wasn't good, not that you didn't do a good job with proposals, not that customer service was a problem, not that you didn't have enough capital, but bad strategy. How about that? And let me tell you something. Most small business owners wake up in the morning, they don't think about that. Wonder if my strategy's bad. They're thinking about, I wonder if I'm charging too much for my products.
Exactly.
Elevate is the book, right? Give us the website quickly.
StrategySkills.com.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.